Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show. Alhamdulillah, our show is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Alhamdulillah. Our intent is to disseminate information, news and information from the West Coast, here in Los Angeles on the West Coast. Alhamdulillah. So we'll open up with prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa ad-dallin. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Our show is to gather and disseminate information, news and information and events here in the West Coast area, you know. So this is our second show, and all praise be to Allah. We want to be successful. Our main intent is to go to the elementary schools and high schools and middle schools where our Muslim children are, and to invite them to the masjid where we are, so we could give them as much Islamic education as we can while they are going through middle school. All praise be to Allah. So, all right, bro. So may Allah bless us. I know it's tough. And so we want to meet in the morning here to disseminate this information. One of the things that we want to highlight as Muslims is our prayer, to keep our prayers up in the morning, keep our Fajr prayer up, and our Isha prayer. In Los Angeles here, Brother Ayman established a great prayer routine for, and I guess it happened during COVID, during the COVID situation, where there was a lot of virtual prayers. So, all praise be to Allah. We want to keep these prayers up, keep our prayers up, and alhamdulillah. So our main intent is to coordinate what we're doing with the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. If you go to SisterClaireMuhammadSTEMSchool.com, we have a website, a very excellent website, that lays out STEM. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. It's very important that our children get a scientific education, mathematic education, scientific mathematic education. And I'm looking at the clock now, and these are our maiden voyages. So we'll only broadcast about a half hour. We don't want to make it too much of a strain on us. And we might divide it up into two sections, maybe a section of maybe an hour, half hour in the morning, and maybe a half hour at night. But we want to highlight STEM education, STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, And I guess what we want to do is we want to announce to the people that our show is only going to be like a half hour because I work, and so it may be a little bit much on me. If we have to go too far, alhamdulillah. So thank you for calling in to the Muslim West Coast News and Information show. What we want to do is we want to organize the West Coast as much as we can, and we want to create a Sister Claire Muhammad school, a Sister Claire Muhammad presence here. So we want to encourage people to go to Sister Claire Muhammad STEMschool.com. And so our show is not going to be too long. We're going to just broadcast maybe a half hour, maybe 45 minutes in the morning in order to keep the strain off. And maybe on the weekends we could go longer, alhamdulillah. But if we start off about 5:30 in the morning, that would be a good thing. And like I said, the intent, alhamdulillah, is to strengthen the Sister Claire Muhammad educational intent. Sister Claire Muhammad was very bold and very strong in insisting upon the children of her day, her and the children receive an Islamic education. And they wanted to, early day, the officials wanted to come and accuse her, arrest her, Anam Elijah Muhammad, of contribute to the delinquency of minors. You know, it made it sound so bad. Yeah, because Anam Elijah Muhammad, Sister Claire Muhammad, did not want to let their children go to public school. So all praises be to Allah. So this is what we want to do with the West, here on the West Coast. The East Coast is other Block Talk Radio show. Block Talk Radio is really a great phenomenon where the common person, the little person, could make their voice heard through radio, get their ideas out, and accomplish something, because sometimes the established leadership are not doing the right thing and getting things done and getting some of the initiatives of Imam W.D. Muhammad done. One of the great things that Imam W.D. Muhammad insisted upon was education. He was a great supporter and promoter of education. But you know, a lot of our people, being from slavery or the legacy of slavery, really are not educational minded, you know. Not educational minded. And Allah came to us with Iqra, read. You know, the first revelation to Prophet Muhammad was read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min 'alaq. Iqra rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil-qalam 'allama al-insana salam ya'lam. Alhamdulillah, read. So in al-Islam, there's a great emphasis on educating ourselves and learning. And this is the Islamic legacy, learning, education, you know. Because what we're learning is Allah's creation. We're learning about Allah's creation. That's what it is, the sun, the moon, the stars. Those are part of Allah's creation, and He is letting us have a glimpse of his universe that he created and allowing us and showing us how to measure it and study it and calibrate it, weigh it, you know, all that, praise it to Allah. And we call that science, you know, Allah's creation. We call that science, measuring and knowing Allah's creation. So this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And we want to, actually, what we want to do is reach out to more of our West Coast people, you know, to tune in. And let's organize ourselves. So this is a great effort now to every day your life, organize other people and teach and preach and you try to educate other people. So this is what we have. We want to introduce our children and bring them into the knowledge of STEM learning, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. When I was coming into the Nation of Islam many years ago, like 1974, 1975, the lieutenants asked us, or more or less told us, that when we go to school, we're going to school, study the right subjects. They told us that we have to study subjects in college that transcend borders. That transcend borders. Mathematics transcend borders. The same mathematics that they have in Alaska and Watts in Russia and China is the same mathematics that they have in England and France and Japan, because it transcends borders. Science and mathematics transcends borders. When we say science, we're talking about chemistry, we're talking about biology, we're talking about physics, and all the derivations from that. So STEM, that's what we get STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and a whole lot of other things. But this is what we want to impart to our children very early in life in a way that they can understand it. Our community has to grow to be a mathematics and science community with schools and learning that is dedicated to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. They want to say STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. They want to say STEAM. We have a STEAM education. What they have done is added the A to STEM, and they got STEAM. They say, well, we got to expose our children to the arts. But my argument is our culture is inundated already with the arts. We are the singers. We are the dancers. We're, if you look at sports as an art, we're the athletes. We sing and dance and do all these things. So we have the arts. We rap, you know, rappers. So those are the arts. And we want to concentrate more on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, not so much STEAM. We already got the arts. Our culture is about that. We have to learn how to teach our children the mathematics tables up to 20. you know, 19 times 20, 18 times 20, you know, 17 times 15. Many of children come to school, and I've experienced it, who don't know their mathematics tables. Nobody's taken time. Parents have not taken time out to teach the children. To teach the children their mathematics tables. And this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. This is our second day. If anybody wants to say something, you push one on your phone, we'll bring you into the queue. But this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And this show is dedicated to education for our children, an Islamic education, where it's rooted in the Holy Quran Sharif, and it's rooting in the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and it's rooted in the teachings of our history, our Islamic history, going back 1,400 years, and even beyond, because Allah has always existed. He's always existed. Alhamdulillah. Goes back to ancient times. Allah's creation, Allah's earth. So this news and information show is dedicated to education. Education big time. We want to expose our children to education, build schools, and build. That's another thing. Imam Muhammad told us, don't build masjids, build schools. Build schools. Do not build masjids, build schools. You build schools where you could house your children and have your children come to school, and you hold your Juma at the school. You hold the Juma at the school, you know, but don't build these great big edifices. But alhamdulillah, that is what Imam Muhammad said. He had more emphasis on education than we could imagine. Alhamdulillah. So this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And we want to organize the West Coast as best we can, educationally, with schools. It's good we're talking about it. Ain't this a blessing from Almighty God Allah? That here we are talking about education and learning. And this is what it's all about. Oh, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Omidin. And we want to talk about business also. We want to talk about establishing businesses. We want to talk about establishing a restaurant. A restaurant, eating places where we can get our shoes mended, cleaners where we can get our clothes cleaned. And we want to encourage the believers to go into business. And we want to know why there isn't a lot of emphasis on businesses and not a lot of success stories when it comes to business. We have to look at Maybe it's something in our psychology. Maybe it's something in our psyche that holds us back from establishing businesses. We have to look at this whole Christ phenomenon, the Caucasian Christ, but also the crucifix. In the crucifix, we see the so-called Christ on a cross, and his feet are nailed to the cross, and his hands are nailed to the cross. And what is this symbolizing, or what effect does that have on us who give ourselves to the suffering of the Christ? We identify with the suffering, you know, of Jesus. Our people, you know, being religious and being identify, associate with the Caucasian Christ, the suffering. His hands are nailed, his feet are nailed. In other words, his productivity is not at his greatest because he's tied to the cross. He's impinged on the cross. He's not able to get around and do things, use his hands, use his feet to travel, to do what it takes to build, because our hands are nailed, our feet are nailed. That's us. Imam Muhammad says that's us on the cross. That's us as a people. And this may lead to us having problems with our productivity. You know, we have to look at this. We have to go. An excellent source is New Africa Radio, where a lot of talks, speeches by Imam Muhammad, and he goes into the effect of the crucifixion on the psyche and the soul of our people. We have to look. We have to start that debate. We have to start that. We have to start looking at this. You know, why is our lack? Why is our lack of productivity? Why can't we start businesses and be productive and take in money and like other people and be able to take care of ourselves and our families and our schools like other people? You know, why? You know, we have to look at what Imam Muhammad put out there, that crucifixion, we're being crucified on the cross. Our feet are nailed. Our hands are nailed. You know, we can't move around. You know, is this the problem? Is this the solution that we have to look at in order to bring it out of our subconscious, bring it up to our conscious mind, and look at it and deal with it? Alhamdulillah, if anybody wants to make a comment or ask a question, press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you into the queue, and you can express yourself. We would like to talk about this crucifixion, this Caucasian Christ. Now, you know, if the Caucasian Christ, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, so-called Jesus, they want to call him God, or they want to call him the Son of God, if that affects us to the extent that we want to, you know, have our hair straight, and we want to have light eyes, we have gone so far as to put those types of artificial coloring in our eyes. In other words, we could get contact lenses to make our eyes green or light blue or light brown. You know, if want to be and look like a white person, look at our people when we wear wigs and extensions on our hair that is not our hair, not the texture of our hair, but the texture of Caucasians. We get these, you know, because we want to have so-called good hair. We want to have straight hair. So we get these wigs and we get our hair treated, pressing comb and chemicals to make our hair straight. Why do we want to make our hair straight? It's because we don't like the texture of our nappy hair. We want to have hair like Caucasians have hair. And the ultimate so-called in Western society standard of beauty is based on the head of Christ, the white Jesus, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus that, incidentally, the Honorable Muhammad called the devil, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. But it's because, you know, we're not satisfied with our own hair and our own, you know, texture and features and everything. We want to look more Caucasian. We want to look more white. See, so we go so far as to buy wigs and put chemicals on our hair, put straighteners in our hair, put heat in our hair in order to make our hair straight, like who? Caucasian people. You know, Caucasian people. So if that is affecting us, this image of the world of Caucasians, this image in the world of Jesus, the so-called Caucasian Christ, Jesus, is affecting us to where we'll go so far as spending billions and billions of dollars on hair and hair treatment and cosmetics. Why can't we accept that crucifixion is also in our psyche, in our mind? This crucifixion and the crucifix of this bleeding Caucasian, naked Caucasian on a cross, you know, that they call the fallen savior, the savior of humanity, you know, on the cross, bleeding, he was crucified. Well, if we could accept, you know, to go so far as to want to straighten our hair and buy wigs and everything, why can't we accept that it is us on the cross as a people, as a crucified people on the cross with our feet nailed and our hands nailed? And the feet is symbolic and our hands are symbolic of productivity, being productive, creating things, doing things, you see? If that is the situation where we go so far as to wear other people's hair on our hair because we are not satisfied, we are ashamed of our own hair, our own natural kinky hair, to the extent to where we spend millions and billions of dollars on these artificial ways to enhance our so-called beauty. Well, why can't we accept this crucifix is also in our psyche, holding us back? We have to recognize it. Well, how can we solve the problem? We have to look at it and we have to bring it to our consciousness. We have to look at it and we have to discuss it. Just like I'm discussing it, other people, we need to discuss it and know that that's affecting our productivity. But once we bring it out and look at it and talk about it and everything, we are empowering ourselves. We are empowering ourselves, giving ourselves power to overcome it and go on and don't let it hold us back. Once we recognize it, it's there. It's there. It's like a snake in the bushes. We got it. We got to know that snake is there, and we have to find some way how to accost or arrest that snake in the bushes. We got to get our dogs out, or whatever. We got to get our poison out, and we got to deal with that snake in the bushes. We got to bring that out, know that it's there, know that it's affecting us, and we have to discuss this all the time. That's the beauty of the message of concern. That's the beauty of the Message of Concern radio show that we have, you know, praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah, these are some of the things we have to bring out and talk about. The image, and the crucifixion, and the fact that we're not pleased with our features, and we have accepted the Caucasian Christ as our Savior. Alhamdulillah. Okay, well, this is our second show. And we're going to bring this to a close. If anybody want to say something before we close out, we've only been broadcasting about a half hour. I have to go to school. I have to work. So press 1 on your phone. It will bring you into the queue. And you can express yourself. Alhamdulillah. But if not, this is Amin Yasir Muhammad, calling from Los Angeles. This is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. And we've been departing information, and we're looking for news content, things that are happening. You know, believers who are opening up businesses who want to advertise on our show. Alhamdulillah, we see somebody here. Praise be to Allah. And so we want to open it up to advertising. We want to go around and let people know in a time that we have a Muslim West Coast News and Information Show that is dealing with us, because we want to build up the West Coast. And we see somebody in the queue, which is 323-867. Okay. No. Alhamdulillah. So, 909, state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Alhamdulillah. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm on the road. Yeah, I came into the show late, but yeah, good show, man. Alhamdulillah, you know, everything, begins, you know, with a, you know, thought into the mind. You know, if we don't have the correct image in the mind, then, you know, we don't perceive correctly, you know. So the proper image that we have in our minds is very important, you know. And those false images, you know, that were subconsciously and subliminally, you know, implanted there, yeah, cause has a deep effect on us. So that's all I wanted to say. So alhamdulillah, may Allah, you know, bless us to develop, you know, the correct concept, correct mental concept, mental pictures, you know. And that way, you know, we'll be successful, alhamdulillah, by Allah's will.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we want to bring this idea that we're getting from the Message of Concern. So the Message of Concern is something that the Imam has consistently, you know, had in the paper. He talked about it. We have to look and analyze and learn what is the effect on us. We see another caller. I'm bringing you into the queue. State your name and where you're calling from and express yourself. Say, you know, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. 323-867.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. This is the Karam Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
I just want to elaborate on two things that you, or one thing about the about business, about our people in business. And I think that one thing, you know, I listened to Imam Wardi Muhammad's lecture, but this time I was very focused, real good. I never heard him talk about that we should be like the Mexicans, the Chinese, and the Caucasians dealing with business. I never heard him speak on that. And what I was saying, that we should stop talking about we should be like them, teach our children that. We should tell them to learn the art of business. Because we got to remember, because I even talked to my daughter about it, you know, and I was saying that, and I was telling her, I think that we should stop talking about that. I said, because, and just learn, and tell us that we should learn the art of business like other people. You could say it like that. I said, because those people be dealing dope, our neighborhood. They're keeping our people drugged up. I said, we forgot that they cracked us out. That's why they don't have no knowledge. And then it's not that our people are ashamed of their hair or something like that, that they don't know what to do. It's not like that. They don't know what to do with their hair. That's the problem. When we was growing up, they know they can wear natural. They know this. They know all this. But I'm just saying is that so we need to stop talking about following them people, being like them, and all we have to do is learn the art of business. We support each other. It's that we done got cracked out. You name a neighborhood right now besides the African-American neighborhood that got cracked out. Just tell me one. Thank you, because they all put the crack in the neighborhood. So we have to learn the art of business, because all our grandmothers and grandparents that was teaching our children how to do that, they got cracked out too. They got the grandmothers and the uncles and the auntie out here. I don't know what they did in other states, but I know they did crack out a lot of states. That's the problem, right? And our sisters do know about the hair. Yes, they do. They're doing that by choice. And a lot of them don't even know what to do with their hair back in the days. We didn't know what to do. It's not that like all the time we were trying to be like the white man. It's that we didn't know what to do with our hair. And we wasn't taught. But now, alhamdulillah, they know what to do. So now they're doing that by choice when they wear the wigs and all that. But what they fail to understand is that what they did is they put something in those wigs, too, that was taking the people's hair out. And then we didn't know that. A lot of us didn't know, because I didn't wear wigs. But a lot of us didn't know that when you wear a wig, then your hair can't breathe. Your scalp can't breathe. A lot of people don't know that your hair, you know, the hair when it comes out is dead, but inside the root, that's where it grows, is alive right there. And all they have to use is apple cider vinegar, and that will kill a whole lot of germs and stuff out their head. If you have a wangworm in your head, use apple cider vinegar. Alhamdulillah. But I was letting you know that we need to stop that, talking about being like them people. Some people don't, being like them for what? And our children is doing that. They selling drugs because that's what they see that they doing, and getting that money to do that business. So they doing that. Because I would talk to some young people, and they are getting tired of them too. They want them out their neighborhood. They want their neighborhood back. And we do know how to support each other, because we did. Because we were segregated. I was 24 years old before I even knew a Caucasian person. I still haven't hold a conversation with them if you add up 24 hours. But anyway, I forgot a lot of things I want to say, but I'm really lost. But we just need to stop that and just tell them to, we just need to know knowledge. Teach them knowledge. That's what it is, the lack of knowledge. Because when I came back down here from California, I asked one of my brothers, I said, what happened? What the community needs? He said, knowledge. They have no knowledge. Here, I don't know about other states, but I know I'm just speaking for this state right here. They have no knowledge. And that's what we have to start teaching. It's not teaching being like them, because when you tell them to be like them, a lot of people shies away. Just start teaching them knowledge. That's the solution right there. Alhamdulillah. I haven't heard Imam say it at all, that we should be like them. As-salamu alaykum.
Praise be to Allah. Wa-salam. Okay. Praise be to Allah. Yes, we have to. Yeah, we our neighborhoods have been cracked out. I've seen it. You know, the CIA and all of them targeted our community for all that dope. Not only that crack, but also heroin even before that. So we have to look at all these things, but also, like, you know, we want to look at this whole idea of imagery and also the crucifix on our mind, because Imam Muhammad brought us out. And we still ain't there yet, because it's a lot of people who are unproductive and everything. But I tell you what, I got to go to work. We're going to close out. And Brother Rashad, can you close us out in prayer? This is kind of like a abbreviated show. We want to keep it going for about a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour sometime. And keep it going and keep the discussion and see if we could organize the West Coast as best we can. So, Brother Rashad, can you take us out in prayer?
Yes, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah, thou art the author of peace, and from thee comes peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord of glory and honor. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Yatana vidu, yatana sa'in.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And inshallah, we'll talk later with the message of concern. Well, for the day's Juma. But on Saturday. Assalamu alaikum, believers.
Assalamu alaikum.